Afternoons with Aaron here on KETE on a Football Friday. We're going to talk Lake Mill Bulldogs football. Head coach of the Bulldogs, Bill Burns. And Billy, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon to you.
Now, Bill, before we talk about the matchup tonight, let's recap the homecoming game for Lake Mills last Friday. It was your homecoming, North Union in town, and let's kind of take it a half by half, 22-12, North Union's on top at halftime. Give us your thoughts on the first half of football.
Yeah, you know, I thought we had done some, you know, good things in that first half, and, you know, I think you know, we had got it down to 14-12 with probably about, I think it was a little less than 4 minutes on the clock there. And you know, we'd gotten a couple consecutive stops there in the second quarter. And, you know, in my mind, I was thinking, hey, let's get another stop. And, you know, we had our timeouts there, I believe. And, hey, let's see if we can't put another one in and take the lead. And, you know, and they were able to put together – you know, a good drive with a screen pass thrown in there and then a couple long runs. And, you know, so then all of a sudden, you know, they score right before half. And I think that was a big, big momentum swing where, you know, we're only down by two. And then going into half, all of a sudden we're down by 10, you know, in a little less than 4 minutes. So, you know, they did a good job. They have a really, really good running back and then the Prokniak kid. And so, you know, the first half we did some good things, but, you know, as we'll get in the second half here a little bit, we didn't do things quite as well.
Yeah, you mentioned a Breyer Prokniak, 266 yards and 5 touchdowns. He must have been a load to try to bring down.
Yeah, I mean, he's I don't know what he got, stayed in 100 meters, third or fourth, I believe, and he was the district champion in the 100 and 200 and the conference champion in the 100 and 200. So, you know, what even more than – his speed was impressive. He can make people miss. So, okay. You know, we missed a lot of tackles on him, but, you know, he was the best running back we've seen this year by far. But, you know, with that being said, we just got to be better. You know, we got to be able to tackle people in space. And, you know, we just did not, you know, play very good defensively last Friday.
22-12 again, the halftime score. North Union was 16 in the third quarter, 6 in the fourth quarter, 44-12. Turns out to be the final, North Union with a victory. And, Bill, some quick thoughts on that second half.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we just had trouble stopping them. You know, we did get a drive down there and got turned away inside the 5 once in the second half. So, you know, even with the margin that it ended up, you know, if we could have got in the end zone there in the third quarter, you know, we're still in it. But, you know, we just didn't get it going. And, you know, obviously we're all disappointed. You know, homecoming is a big game. And we thought, you know, we were matched up pretty evenly on paper. So, the kind of saying is, you know, we are who we are, you know. We're a very young team, and we're making a lot of mistakes. And I think the frustrating part is we're just not maybe seeing the improvement overall as a team as quickly as well we hope, because thought on Friday night that we probably had some of our best individual performances of the year, but just we didn't put it all together as a team.
44-12 loss to a North Union. Lake Mills is celebrating homecoming last Friday. And, Bill, you know, after the homecoming festivities are done, we always talk with coaches about distractions during the week. How has the practice been for this week leading up to the game tonight against West Fork?
Well, I think coaches, we all agreed that Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday for sure was maybe our best practice we've had this year, especially offensively. And what we've been trying to get those kids doing is just to get off the ball much, much faster than what we have been, the offensive linemen, and just to get them to play fast. You know, Wednesday was a very good practice as well. So, you know, we really felt that we had two back-to-back, best back-to-back practices we've had all season. So, we're playing, you know, West Fork, and they've struggled this year. You never, ever take anybody for granted, and that's what we told these kids, even though they haven't won a football game yet. You know, it's their homecoming. They're searching. They're working their tails off to get a win. So, you know, we have to we have to play really good football tonight.
Yeah, speaking of a West Fork, again, losses of 42-0, 67-0, 51-7, and 55-6. They got beat by West Hancock last week. Looking at the history of this matchup, did you guys face them in a playoff game last year?
No, we did not, but we were in the same district. And they actually they had a very good football team last year. They ended up 5-3. They were 5-2 in the regular season, and then got beat by St. Andrews in the first round of the playoffs. We did play each other last year, and we came out on top there, 49-10, I believe it was. So I think we've won 5 out of the last 7 meetings with them, and kind of like us last year, they had a big turnover in terms of having a lot of seniors. So they once again are struggling a little bit to run the football, and we just have to be ready to go and make sure that we get those gaps filled, and then if we can improve our tackling tonight, and I think offensively get off the ball, we changed up a couple things with our snap count to help our guys do that. So hopefully then we can have some good results.
Bill Burns, head coach of Link Mills, here on a Football Friday, previewing again West Fork coming up tonight on the road. Bulldogs 1-3, West Fork again celebrating homecoming. They are 0-4. Bill, like always, thank you so much for the time. It's going to feel like football weather tonight. Good luck to your team, and we'll talk next Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Aaron.